thermal sound wave waves. Thermal sound waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio, Track Life Radio, WLGK Live Radio Chicago. We here, See Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Hey.
I think we got a brother right now that's joining us who knows how to, you know, make them books, you know what I mean, on that spade tip.
Oh, yes, spades.
Yeah, on the spade tip.
Oh my God.
I can't play spades though. I'm one of the few black people that can't play spades.
Don't say that loud.
I'm proud to say that.
No, I don't care. No.
I will yell that at the top of a mountain. I'm one of the few black people that can't play spades.
I gotta treat you like,
I don't care.
I got you like Southern Man in New Jack City. Nino. No.
Nah. I don't care. That's me. That's what it is.
If we got a spades game, who we got?
And in high school, people all around me was playing spades. I just never learned.
Shout out to BMCC in New York City,
you know what I mean?
Borough Manhattan Community College. That is a spades tournament mecca right there.
Right. But you know, besides all that, we got none other than Mr. Jackie Spades joining us right now. What's going on, Jack?
Yo, what's good, man? I appreciate this call, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. What's going on with you, man? What's happening in your hood, man?
I can't call about a head out, you know. Just got done working on a little something marinating. About to head out with the homies, hit the bar a little bit, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with Jackie Spade, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your come up. You from NC, correct?
Correct, man. I'm from Kinston, North Carolina, a little small town in the middle of nowhere, bro.
Kinston. Nah, we know where that's at.
Y'all know Kinston?
What you mean?
That's crazy.
What you mean?
And not too many people know about Kinston other than, you know, they know Brandon Ingram from there. But outside of that, not too many people know Kinston.
There's a lot of places North Carolina we know. It ain't just Charlotte. You got Bull City. Yeah. You got the Ville.
Let me find out we on the map.
Oh, no doubt. Come on now. Y'all been on the map. Don't act like NC
Raleigh
is just basketball. Y'all been surpassed that, man. Come on now.
But I think he's reneging on his books.
We
for space.
Remember this though, Jackie. We from New York, so you know we got that pipeline from going back and forth down there. You know,
I know about that.
We know we got fam and all that. You know,
you could take you
up
could
and
take,
down that turnpike.
You could take 95, or you could take Route 13, the back road.
Take 95 all the way down.
No doubt. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with the town, man, let people know what life is like down there in your city where you're from, for those who are not from there.
You know, it's the typical American hood story, you dig. You know, small town known for basketball, either rap, play ball, or sell dope. You know what I'm saying? We don't have too much to look forward to getting out of my city. So everybody leave. Go to a surrounding city and pretty much don't come back. You did. But we all show love when we can. You feel me?
Exactly. Now, why do ratchets excite you?
Ratchets excite me because they're the most entertaining, man. They always got something going on with them. You know what I'm saying? It's never a dull moment with a ratchet.
I ain't gonna lie. When people say, I ain't got time for this, sometimes I got time for that. I got time for that sometimes.
I got time for all the ratchets.
Yeah.
They know how to show you some genuine love too.
Oh yeah.
Ratchet show genuine love.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now, you got a song called Axel Foley. Let everybody know what the evolution of that, how that came about.
Of course, I'm a big movie fan, you know what I'm saying? My real name, a lot of people don't, well, it's public information. My real name is Akeem and I got it from Coming to America, you did.
Yeah. Oh wow, okay.
So, of course, yeah, growing up, I watched a lot of Eddie Murphy movies. I mean, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you're right, you know you're right.
So, of course, Beverly Hills Cops, the whole franchise, I was a big fan of that. Axel Foley was like a cool-ass dude to me. For him being a cop, he was still a cool-ass dude.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he was.
So I heard that little skit, and it's bam. I had to get the Axel Foley vibe going on.
You know, right. With Axel Foley, I probably more black people became police officers because of Axel Foley. They feel like, oh, okay, he's cool. You know, you don't got to be, you know, what we stereotype or what we think
police officers have to be. It will make sense, you know what I'm saying? So it showed a different side of the police force, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Do you have that Detroit Lions jacket like how he had, though? Lions jacket.
No, he had the Carolina Panthers jacket.
Oh, he got the Carolina Panthers, not the Detroit Lions.
I got to get the Carolina Panthers. He had the Detroit Lions. I got to get the Carolina Panthers. You I'm a Patriots fan on myself.
Whoa.
All right, this interview's over, Jackie. We're done. We're done now.
He reneged. He reneged on that one. Space.
Oh, man. Okay, we ain't going to talk nothing about that.
He even make board on that one.
How are your Patriots? I'm going to pull up one thing, and then I'm going to let you explain, because rumor has it you got your name from this little piece right here, this little film.
You know,
you hear that, Jackie?
Shout out to Keenan Ivory Wayne.
You hear this in the background, Jackie?
No, I don't hear nothing.
Hold on. What about now?
Nope, can't hear.
You can't hear the audio. But what I was spinning was from the major motion picture soundtrack. I'm gonna get you, sucker.
I
was spinning Jackie. That Boogie Down Productions. Jack of Spades.
Yeah.
Rumor has it you got your name from there.
Exactly where I got my name from. Jack Spade. I just put a twist on it, you know what I'm saying? I felt like we had the same story. I was in the Army as well when I came back. Like I was saying how my city is, I felt like I wanted to do something to change that. And instead of me going out to fight crime like he did, I was like, I'm a rap. I can get some money and change that.
I hear that, man. Thank you for your service, man.
Where you were stationed at?
Yeah, I grew up on it. Say that again.
Where you stationed at? You were stationed in North Carolina or Texas?
Yeah, I was stationed at, in Winterville, North Carolina.
Okay.
I went to base in Fort Leonard, Missouri.
Okay, you went to Missouri. Okay.
Yeah, man. What was up on that movie a lot.
Sorry. What was your experience like transitioning from civilian life to going into the Army?
Well, I was in school at the same time, so I was kind of still doing both. I was basically still in my civilian life, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't really too much of a transition to me. It wasn't too much of a difficult transition to me. When I came back from basic, that was probably like the most difficult thing, because like I was on a schedule of eating, like getting up and stuff like that. So my discipline was a whole lot different from everybody around me. So I guess that was the biggest transition.
Everybody, certain people start looking at you differently. Like, oh, what, you think you better?
Not really, because I still had the same charisma, you know, but it was just a little more organized.
Yeah, but you're different. You know, they call people that are not you civilians, because you're not a civilian anymore.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Yeah, that's how it be. From one military man to next man. Navy, though.
Facts. You should have went to Navy. You say Navy.
Yeah, I'm Navy. You should have went to Navy.
Salute.
It's all right, though. It's all right, though. If you went to the Navy, you would have learned to play spades better, but that's a different story.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty good at spades, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll let you and Cat play, because we all know I can't play.
If you cut my dimes to throw out too early, I already know what time it is with you. Whatever, though.
So you don't want to see me, man. You don't want to see me that type.
Okay. Well, when you back in the New York City tri-state area, we gonna have to get that going. Gonna have to get Andre in there too from Alexa Media.
And he can't play with somebody he knows, because they're gonna be like, I'm gonna do a code, let you know I got the big joke. I'm gonna do a code, let you know I got the deuce of diamonds.
The cards are always on my side, man. We can even do it the southern thing, cook up some fish, some chicken, and all that.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm down for that part.
Yeah, we can do that. Definitely.
I'm telling you, have a good time. You gotta get the whole environment going on.
Yeah, I'm there for all the festivities in the community and the cookout.
I've been taught and raised by the deepest South people ever. Taught and raised by them. Blessings to Graham, Oki, and all that. I've been taught and raised by them. Like, it's like, beatings come with this. Beatings come with this. No problem. In their household, they taught me. Right, blessings to them. Right.
Now, I know you're a traitor to the Panthers, pretty much. You root for that other team.
Pretty much.
Now, when it comes to college basketball, who's your team?
Tar Heels all day.
Okay, all right. You got some redemption there.
You know it's really Duke. All right. You know it's really Duke. Don't lie.
Don't mention that word here.
You know, everybody, people in North Carolina don't like Duke like that.
Yeah, don't mention that word. I don't even like Duke. I'm not from North Carolina. I rock with the Hills.
So
I rock with the Hills. Yeah, I don't like Duke at all.
They're like, nah, dude, they think they're too better than us. I'm like, what's the problem?
They represent the elite. North Carolina is like the regular people.
Yeah.
But still,
that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I feel sorry for people like Cran Hill. He went through it.
Duke is for the rich elites, like you said. Like, that's for them people. Like,
Exactly. Now, what was it like to – how did you get together with Petey Pablo, like a legend of that region,
he put his hands up, swinging like a helicopter?
But my homie lived around the corner from his studio. So right after the BET thing, he was riding by. I saw Petey truck out there. Basically went up to, he a white dude, you know what I'm saying? So he real cool. I guess they was more accepting of him, you know what I'm saying? If I would have tried to knock on the door, it would have been a nah, bro.
He just went
up there, just started politicking with Petey. And I was chilling at the crib like a couple of days after the BET joint aired. And it was actually Petey that called me from my homeboy's number on FaceTime.
Right.
And I was like, damn, like, what? You know? So we just started chopping it up from there and we ended up talking about the song, you know?
Country Love came about.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And the name of the album is what for everybody that needs to go out there and get that?
The name of the album is Orification. You know, it's not spelled like aura with an I, it's aura with two A's, you know what I'm saying?
What's the science behind that?
Basically, man, I just, when I look at myself, I just wanted to give people something about myself. And I didn't want to speak of myself in the form of a person because I feel like I'm more than a person and just an individual person, you know. I give off a positive energy. I give off great energy. Anytime I walk in a room, whether I'm talking or quiet, you know, I give off some kind of feeling that you can feel, some kind of vibe, you know, so... Right. I just put a spin on personification and put orification, you know, because you could feel my aura. You could see my people who see aura, they could see my aura, you know.
Gotcha.
One
of the lead joints we rocked was Dijon Mustard, which is like one of my favorites. The song and also the actual mustard. one of my favorites.
Are you fancy?
I mean, sometimes.
You call us fancy.
Sometimes.
This is all twice.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask some people on road trips, they'll tell you like, yeah, he's a little different.
Especially going out to eat.
Yeah, I like a certain type.
Don't order for him. Do not
like a certain type of food. Yeah, you know what I mean? You gotta make sure you're right with it.
It's all good. Okay. And matter of fact, since you're in North Carolina, you know you got also Mark Steele out there, right?
Mark Steele, the homie, absolutely, and Shakes.
Yeah, Shakes.
I haven't had a chance to meet Mark yet, but. I've definitely heard a lot about him.
Yeah, he was on the show last year. I think was it in the summer or towards the fall?
The fall. We gotta link them together.
Yeah. We're gonna definitely get y'all together. But yeah, he crazy cool. Him, Shakes, the whole crew, man.
And then
like,
the homie does the video work with them
exactly,
as well, too.
Exactly. Yeah, nothing but love. Yeah, but I always had love for, like, Carolina artists, man. Y'all got a certain type of, like,
very different, yeah,
respect and like, yeah, just familiar family type of thing with y'all that I always respected and I always vibe with, like, Carolina artists because y'all, like, you know, y'all got your head on straight, man, like, for real.
Yeah, man, it's that Southern hospitality thing, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have it, seems like we don't have it amongst each other sometimes, but definitely with
I heard
people
about
outside
that.
Of North Carolina. Yeah.
Well, everybody has something that goes on, you know, within them. But overall, the Carolinas, I mean, the Carolinas is a home to a lot of things, not just music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rich history.
Yep. Very, very deep history with the Carolinas, especially the Gullah Gullahs. That's another story.
Exactly. Now, were you ever on Section 8 or were you just doing a song about it?
Nah, bro. I live in it. Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the video.
Shot the video in, that's where I lived at. I grew up at, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we was on Section 8 up until I was, like, goddamn, about ninth grade, and I moved to Georgia with my mom because I stayed with my grandma and my aunt. I moved around a lot, you know?
Right. What was the name of the project?
The name of the project is St. John Village.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was it like? What was it easy transition from Georgia to North Carolina, or was life different there for you?
Hell yeah. Well, where I stayed at, when I moved to Georgia, we stayed in, like, bruh. It wasn't definitely Atlanta. It was, like, the most country-ish shit. Like, my mom still stayed down there still, you know.
Which part of Georgia?
Edenton, Georgia.
Wait, what city is that near?
That's Northwest, right?
You heard of Milledgeville? Nah. Milledgeville, Monticello's not too far.
You're not too far from Rome, right?
I think it is a little farther from Rome. I'm not sure. We never even like went that way. But it's only like it's, Covington is probably like an hour away, and Covington is right outside Atlanta. So I say Atlanta is like an hour 45. But
okay. Yeah, you're west of like, Rome. I think you're west of Rome.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but. Bro, that was like the most country's thing for me in the seventh grade. You know what I'm saying? Like right. Seventh, eighth grade.
Right.
That shit was my country shit ever. Bro.
Ain't that funny? A guy from Carolina called up his country.
Hey. And North Carolina's country. Don't get me wrong, but when I left here and went there, it was like, okay, now we in slave times or something. Like, what, mom? Where you got me at right now? It's like I can't do this right now. You know. Now, the weather's different. The bugs are different. The dirt ain't even dirt. It's clay down
it's
there.
It's red.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, red clay. Oh, he was in red clay country. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, man, you said Edenton. That's not too far from where the Nuwabians were at, see?
Oh, I'm not sure what exact city they was at.
Yeah, that's not too far from the Nuwabians with Dr. York and those people.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Malachi York?
Yeah. That's where the compound was at.
Right outside. There's a thing right outside. When you leave in Edenton to go into Madison, the thing was right there. I guess it was like a compound. It used to be a compound or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you was really, really deep out there.
Did you see 21 Savage down there? Did you grow up with him?
No, I never met him. No, I was younger. I was younger when I was down there.
Well, you know, he was partially raised in the area as well.
Bruh, low-key, I may have seen him, but never knew it was 21, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Because
right.
I was down there for, I only went to school down there for 2 years, but I spent every summer down there from, like, seventh grade till I graduated.
Yeah, I think his father was heavily on that at one point, yeah.
Now, when you was out there in the summers, did your moms, like, make you work the land out there? You had to work the farm and all that?
Nah, we had no farm, you know what I'm saying? But that's when I was really, like, I really started again to, like, going to cut grass and, like, pick plums. We'll go to like a little plum field or something like that.
Yeah, you had to work the land.
You work the land.
That's what I'm talking about.
You work the land, dog. Nah, you work the land, man.
When I think of working the land, I'm thinking of plowing the field, going to, you know what I'm saying?
Dog, like, you work the land. Nah, man.
If you cutting grass and
you a farmer.
You picking things.
You was a farmer.
I forgot y'all in New York. Y'all ain't really cutting grass.
Nah. We go everywhere. Nah. I'll be on
farms. We cut the grass on a regular here, you know what I'm saying? I might even cut the grass tomorrow. Like, that's
just, like, nah, don't try to smooth it out. You was a farmer, dog. Don't try to smooth it out. It's all good, though, family. It's all good. We all come there with,
we got to learn how to feed ourselves one day. You feel
me? Oh, facts.
You're right.
Oh, for sure. That's for sure. We got to take it back to that. Like, for real, for real.
What you was doing, agriculture. Do you know how many people do not know how to do agriculture? They do not know how to survive. Yeah. If the stores close, they are done. If the store closed, you go out there and farm. You know how to do agriculture. Yeah.
That's like that nappy that Nappy Roots flow. You remember that group?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they was
country. We don't remember Nappy Roots.
Nappy Roots.
Yeah, wow. Their song, The Whole World's Country.
Out of Kentucky. Yeah, I love them dudes too. They was one of my favorites.
Cool. It was cool. It was good.
So we got Jackie Spade here with us on Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio, Track Life Radio, WLGK Logic Radio. Hey. Hit us up, thermalsoundwaves@gmail.com, thermalsoundwaves.com. For those who don't know Jackie Spade, what's the one thing, or maybe a couple things, you would like them to remember you by?
I want you to remember me for always keeping it real with y'all. I want you to remember me for always being respectful, you know what I'm saying? And also remember me for making great art. You did.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. Orification with two A's.
Orification, two A's.
And where can they get that?
You can get it on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, everywhere.
Exactly. Carolina Music Award winner, Jackie Spade.
You feel me? I'm everywhere.
No doubt. What's up next for you?
We're working on a brand right now. We're working on some merch. Of course, we got a little surprise coming, dropping like a surprise interview, a big interview we did also with somebody big, dropping soon. And
you mean like Thermal Sound Waves?
Thermal Sound Waves, of course, you know. That's the biggest interview I done did all month. You feel me? That's the biggest interview I done did all month.
Talk about Jackie the Farmer. That's what we talk about.
Right. Did they talk about you working the land in Georgia, in Eatonton?
Georgia?
Hey, we're hitting the point that nobody else asked me in my interview.
See, that's what we do here. That's why we're the natural alternative.
Hey. But, yeah, man, more projects, more shows, all the good stuff. trying to get into some short film stuff. Been writing some scripts, so y'all be on the lookout for that too.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, you know, if you got some roles, you can definitely send some scripts over here. We'll definitely get down with you. I don't need nothing big. I'll do like I could be like a bartender, cab driver. You know what I mean?
I'll be a farmer.
Hey, I got you. I can definitely. Hey, I can give you some practice with that too.
I bet you can. That's a great Jack and a farmer.
Let's do it. No doubt. Definitely, man. Well, listen, we're not going to take up too much of your time, but make sure everybody goes out there and support Jackie Spade, because we support him, man. Get that orification. Definitely going down. And, of course, if y'all been listening to the show, you know we've been rocking Dijon Mustard, Axel Foley, Country Love, Section 8, and all that, man. So definitely support Jackie Spade. And he may be coming to a town near you and pull out a deck of cards and bust you down in some spades.
Matter of fact, I'm taking all challenges. Hit me up. Hit me up on the gram and Twitter. I'm taking all challenges. If you feel like you like that, you and your partner.
Exactly. I may have to call Sean Prez. Remember when they used to do that? They used to do that spades tournament up in the Northeast. Prez and them.
Yeah, I think Big Grizz. He's doing a spades tournament now.
We'll holler at Big Grizz. We'll let you know, Jackie Spade, if there's like another spades tournament going down, the big one, and we'll make sure that you know you're involved with that as well, man.
Get me out there. I'll get out there. We'll smash him for him. What's up?
Nah, but you can't play with the guy you know. I know what time it is. Yeah, right.
That's what it is. Yes, indeed.
Come on, man. My name ain't Spade for nothing, yo.
No doubt, man. Well, we want to thank you for being on the program. We appreciate it, and definitely keep doing what you're doing. Stay true to you. Keep doing that great art, that great music, and definitely we're going to do right now some Axel Foley.
For sure. I appreciate y'all, man, for having me. Both of y'all have a blessed evening. You dig?
Absolutely, man. You take care, brother.
Yep.
You too, man.
All right, peace. It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. Thermal Sound Wave.